The concluding pieces on the program, I will play the first movement from the Eugene Thayer Second Sonata. This piece was published the year after this organ was built. There was a time that patriotic tunes were considered popular to play at organ recitals, and the first movement of this sonata has a fugue, meaning a theme that is imitated on the first few measures of God Save the King, or we know it as My Country, 'Tis of Thee, America. Eugene Thayer was one of several musicians who went to Germany to study organ and came back here and, along with Dudley Buck, John Knowles Payne, really changed how the organ was played, as well as urged organ builders to begin to build instruments that were larger, particularly that had more of an independent pedal division of separate pedal stops. Louis Vierne was organist at Notre Dame Cathedral from 1900 to 1937. He was a student of Alexander Guillemont and Charles-Marie Vidor, and wrote many lengthy pieces, six symphonies for organ solo. This is from his 24 pieces in freestyle that was published roughly almost 50 years after this organ was built. Flutes, from the organ book by Jean Longley, shows off the three flutes on this organ to great effect. Jean Longley was the organist at Saint Clotilde in Paris and was a noted teacher and performer. The chorale Prelude on Christ, the Life of All the Living, is a German chorale, German hymn, that a local composer, Michael Johnston, wrote. And it's written in a style that you would almost think it is a piece of Bach. Each hand and foot is playing one note apiece. The chorale melody is heard after a while, and I'll be also using during this piece the Gimbelstern, which is a cymbal star, has little bells on a wheel that rotates. This was added to the organ after it came here. The concluding piece is a quick march by Horatio Parker. Parker was a teacher at Yale, is best known to those who know about American music as the teacher of Charles Ives, who was the great radical. Parker was fairly conservative, but when he was 18 years old, he wrote this duet.